Blog Talk Radio.
Step right up, folks, and see LaLisa do a famous dance of the pyramid. Now she walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks.
I went and bought myself a ticket. I sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtain up, and when they turned the spotlight way down low, a little Egypt came out strutting, wearing nothing but a button and a bow, singing, get it.
Chauvinist pigs in the Battered Husbands Brigade. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. If you want to know what's going on and why you're losing your country, you got to read the book. There's a lot of good suggestions in there on how to get your country back. One of them is no campaign a contribution over a dollar by anybody, Joe the Plumber or GE. One term per termite. How's that? How about the death penalty for first-time marijuana smokers? Yeah, I know we're going to lose a lot of friends and relatives, but you know what? In about 2 weeks, the problem will be solved. Well, a guy called me speaking to Savage tonight, and apparently Obama's purging the military. He's wiped out about 200 top-ranking officers, and he's supplementing them with Al-Qaeda. Yeah, we're doing a joint venture operation. And one guy called, said he worked in a silo, and he said one of the reasons that some of the guys down there are smoking weed. And Savage says, "You mean they're smoking weed in the silo?" And he goes, "Well, I was in there, but I would say they're smoking it at home." Ain't that great to know? Hey, man, what's this here? Let me push this button here, man. What's that say there? Well, boy, you push it. Be careful. It says lunch, man. Push the button for lunch. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. I don't know what we're going to do. Well, Obama today came out and said that it's all right to spy on the people. And he was going to put somebody in charge of it that would protect the American people. One of his hand-picked flunkies
guy's name is Podesta. In Italian, that means one who betrays. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. What are we going to do? Well, I get a kick out of when, every time Obama gets caught stabbing the American people in the back, he turns it over to the FBI. And, of course, the two Democrat buzzwords, whether they're killing kids or burning the flag or getting caught taking bribes, they'll always say, I'm shocked and appalled. And we're turning this over to the FBI. Excuse me, Mr. Carla Gambini, is it true that you're the head of, you're the capo de tutti frutti of the Gambini crime family? I don't know anything about that, and under advice from my lawyer, I'm going to do what the Democrats do. I'm going to plead the fifth. Is it true that you were involved in the murder of Tony Three Fingers Lucchese? Where was his body found? His body was found in Staten Island, outside a cemetery. Oh, no, I had nothing to do with that. How about Charlie the Pal Palomino? Where was his body found? His body was found in the trunk of your car. Oh, you know what? You know what I had to do with that? I turned that over to my capo regime. We're investigating that, just like President Obama is. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. I'm shocked and appalled. Hillary Clinton, is it true you got caught with $450,000 as a gift, receiving a gift from the Vignali drug money? Oh, no, that was my brother, Bill Rodham. Yes, he was, I think his name is Bill. Oh, yes, he was an emissary, and he was coming to us with a proposal, but we turned it down. The only thing that that we took that day were Girl Scout cookies from a little girl who we told her we would pay her in a month. Yeah, wonderful. Oh, you're such a civic-minded person, Mrs. Clinton. Yes, Billy, as soon as we found out that we had no idea. And as soon as we found out that he had gotten caught with 450 large, we told him to take it right back. Of course, when Billy took it back, he was short of $50,000. And we don't know what happened to that 50. I know we were going out that night, but that had nothing to do with it. Yeah. And besides that, I forgave myself. We're in trouble. You don't believe she had a blood clot, do you? Come on, tell the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. You know that was a cover, right? I'd like to call my first witness, the doctor. I can't say anything. I took the oath of Socrates. What about the Hippocratic oath? Oh, yeah, that one, too. Did she have a blood clot? They told me if I say anything, I'm going to disappear like Catherine Willie's cat. Yes, she had a blood clot. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. You know what we need? We need a little Ibrahim Mambo.
Mm-hmm. noche, compañero, siempre fijo hacia el timbal, para chivo de tocar, para descansar un poco, salió el ratón medio loco, también voy a descansar, y el gato sube a bailar, bailaba un manzoniano, el ratón que sube al guano, y dice bien placentero, y ahora si quieren bailar, pulsen otro timbalero.
Compromising positions. That's my next topic. You ever been in a compromising a position? I was caught in a compromising position once. I was 14. I was a teenager. Used to hang around Alan Abe's luncheonette or sweet shop. That's where all the sweeties were. They had payphones in the luncheonette. The wooden ones, you know. Where they try to pack 10 people in a payphone. And I got caught in the phone booth with a beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Nordic beauty. And she lured me into the phone booth. It didn't take much. And, you know, you had to pull the thing and the door would close, you know, and it would seal up. And all of a sudden, I'm looking out, and there's this big, giant football player, and it's her boyfriend. And where am I going, right? You know where I'm going. I'm going to the hospital. I used all of my persuasive powers to convince him that what he was seeing with his eyes were not really what was taking place. And that girl saved my life, because while he was thinking about how he was going to crush me, She sort of got between us, and she sweet-talked him, you know, like Androcles and the lion, and saved my life. And I was my first time in love. And I remember it to this day. That's why I'm telling it to you. But I'm listening to Mike Savage, and he's calling for drug tests for all politicians in the House and the Senate. And yesterday I was on a site where they were talking about the pedophile priests. And I just happened to mention that if you think that the Catholic Church has a problem, you ought to see what's going on in the rubber rooms in the public school system. And somebody came back very politely, and I think he mentioned Boys Town scandal. That's Father Flanagan's A Boys Town scandal. And I think it was called the Franklin scandal. And apparently there was a guy who was a big super con man, and he managed to work his way around a lot of politicians. And he went to jail for swindling $40 million
and he had some sort of thing to help kids. And it turned out he was running a stable of young boys. And the boys, some of the boys had been sent by, came out of Boys Town, Father Flanagan's Boys Town. But there was a whole bunch of boys, and they were being drugged, and they were being kept in a congressional building. And the scandal was so perverse and dirty and disgusting that all the allegations, and it's all allegations, that the FBI had to cover up to protect big political figures. But I got to tell you, if that's going on today, they should torch the entire area and put an end to it. And it's really sad that that we are that depraved. And I'm afraid to even think about that. But I got to tell you that the lowest rung in hell, according to Dante's Inferno, is reserved for those who betray a trust. And when you take a 10-year-old boy and you betray him and hurt him, may you suffer death by a thousand cuts. And may you burn in hell in the hottest point. And may you suffer pain for all eternity. So I just want to let you know how I feel about that. How do you feel about that? I'm sure those guys would have better ideas. I also once saw a boy who was in a trial, a young boy, and he was molested. I don't know if it was a teacher, but he was molested by somebody, and I don't know if that somebody was found not guilty, but as the guy was walking out, it was like Lee Harvey Oswald all over again. This boy's father was on a payphone, and as that guy came out, he went right up to him and shot him in the head. And I'm sure, and I'm pretty sure it was in Texas, and I'm sure he became Father of the Year. And that's what he should have been. And don't give me this crap about 100 innocent men. Better 100 criminals go free than one innocent man be charged. Let me tell you, the father did the right thing. And any father would also do the same thing if he could recover from his shock. So having said that, we're going to give you a little Jesus because you've been bad. Don't you feel better now? You get that nice, clean feeling again? Yeah, if you go to confession, you get it all the time.
I know, men are too macho to go to confession. Do you want to tell my sins to another guy? Why, is he recording them? Is he a member of NSA? You're probably safer there than anywhere else. There's a survey, you know, a man on the street survey, and they're asking people about Joe Biden, and everybody's laughing like he's a joke. You know, he's the second most powerful man in the United States. If something happens to Obama, he becomes the number uno. Change his plane number to one. Did you know that? What are you doing? Why are you allowing things like Joe Biden to be number two? You know what it is? We're all on this Hollywood cruise. And speaking of Hollywood cruises, okay, here's one. Holder warns teachers against disciplining blacks and other minorities. I know a teacher that's been living in pain for 25 years. Back pain, got thrown over a desk by two black girls fighting in the classroom. When I went to school, the only people that were fighting was the whole class against the brother Adrian, who used to lock the door before he shellacked the floor. Nobody got out. As a matter of fact, I was in the hall, and all I could see was this one guy's face. He looked like he was on the Titanic. Yeah, that was good Catholic discipline, and boy, did we deserve it, and we got it. And it kept us from going to jail. But today, everybody goes to jail because it's like an Academy Award. Yeah. So what does Holder say? Holder, the bag man for Bill Clinton, put together the Mark Rich pardon. Yeah. You know, what do you think? Clinton did that pardon for nothing? He did it out of the goodness of his heart? Was he having a moment of compassion? Was he reading the Epistle of St. Paul? Yeah. Yeah. A number of parents and others have been concerned about the zero-tolerance rules in many schools. You mean like when the kid draws a picture of a fudge cookie in the shape of a gun and they give him 10 to life? Rigid zero-tolerance policies have resulted in numerous suspensions for totally innocent things that should never have been punished. Ludicrous examples include suspension of a sixth grader for telling his friends on the school that he wished he had a gun to protect the students from harm. I used to fantasize as a choir boy that I would save the entire church by jumping from the loft and knocking down the Nazis with machine guns. I may have to do that yet. Suspension of 2 7-year-olds for playing with their pencils, pretending they were guns and shooting at each other. I got stabbed in the leg with a pencil. I still got the piece of lead. I took lead in as a grammar school kid, probably about the fourth grade. Yeah, Joey Cerebone stabbed me in the leg with a pencil. I think it was a number two. Yeah, unbelievable, man. I took lead. High school senior suspended and charged with felony weapons on campus because of a fish cleaning knife in his tackle box he had in his truck to go fishing right after school. How's that? Yeah, you got the Gestapo. I swear to God, I worry more than anything else about preschool kids. Let me say it again. I'm reading from the Cardinal Newman Society all of the crap that's going on in the Catholic colleges. All of the sedition and anti-church propaganda that's being perpetrated there, and I say close all the Catholic universities, close every one, and put all the money and effort into preschool kids and grammar school kids. At least they'll know right from wrong by the time they leave the eighth grade. And that's a better investment than some schmuck coming out of college that denounces religion. High school senior, we said that one already. High school suspended for 5 games, a girl, and her position is captain of the school's varsity volleyball team because she answered the call of a drunk friend and gave her a safe ride home. Suspension of a 6-year-old for pointing his finger at another student and saying, pow. It is sad, man. It is sad.
The list could fill pages and pages of examples how absurd teachers know. They're teachers with an agenda. They have a program. They have been told this is what you have to do to support the communist regime. Otherwise, how are you going to control these kids when we take the guns away from their parents? Alarming numbers of young people. Oh, this is, let me see. The list could fill pages and pages how absurd teachers and school administrators have become in enforcing their zero tolerance policies. I read you the other day. I read you the other day that the kid brought to the teacher a star that was on the top of her Christmas tree with the story of the Star of Bethlehem. And the teacher told her to sit down and shut up and that you couldn't talk about Jesus in the classroom. And a young boy, he brought in a candy cane with a card, and he wrote the story of Christmas. And as he started to read it, the teacher took it out of his hands, tore the transcript out of the card, threw it in the garbage, and told him to sit down. There's no Bible reading in this school. Now, those two kids in the first grade went home. They were traumatized. They felt they had done something wrong. Now, that's just one incident in one day in a matter of about 5 minutes. What's going to happen to those kids when that teacher is haranguing the hell out of them for 6 hours a straight a day every day? What attitude are they going to have? How patriotic are they going to feel? They're being made to feel like they're freaks. But, you know, in the fifth grade, in some schools, you can get a BJ in the hallway. You think about that. You better keep a good eye. Don't worry about when your kid's a teenager. You worry about what they're doing to your kid right now. And you better have your ears perked up and your eyes wide open. And you examine everything. And you'll see the day when then first graders will be wearing wires for lawsuits. They'll be frisking the kids in the door. They'll be saying, we're looking for guns. No, they're not looking for guns. They'll be looking for wires. This kid's wearing a wire. Okay. The Karl Marx class is canceled for today because we don't know who else has got a wire. Last week, Holder in Education. You know, some kid in the first grade is going to write a story. I was a preschooler. I was a kindergarten commando for the FBI. Now, if you turn it over to the FBI, it's going in the garbage. All the FBI is a garbage can. I'm sorry. I'm saying it, and I know there are guys dedicated. They would die. They would die before they would cross the line. But something's not right in Fibland. Something's not right. And they know it more than I do, because I'm only playing hunches here. Last week, Holder in Education. Oh, I didn't finish. Where did I leave off? Alarming numbers. No, but don't worry. U.S. Attorney General has sent a warning to teachers and administrators about abusing zero-tolerance policies and punishing blacks and other minorities in a speech he gave in Baltimore. Holder said, alarming numbers of young people are suspended, expelled, or even arrested for relatively minor transgressions, like robbing kids for money, like school uniform violations. Yeah, schoolyard fights or showing disrespect by laughing in class. You could laugh in my classroom when I went to school. In high school, you could laugh. And have you ever been dragged? Do you know what it's like? I want to tell you a quick story, true story. Bishop Dwar High School, 155th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. I'm a sophomore. I'm sitting in the classroom, and the guy on my left at the desk, he's a redheaded guy, I forget his name. All of a sudden, one of the brothers comes in. We had Maris brothers. One of the brothers comes in with two detectives, and they drag him out. They drag him out right out of the classroom. Now, this class was around 9:30 in the morning. And, of course, before class starts, everybody goes to the candy store that's closest to the class, and they buy Lucy cigarettes. We're not buying weed. We're just buying Chesterfield, Philip Morris. And you could get the Lucy for 2 cents. Well, this red-headed guy was dragged out of the classroom because he called in a bomb scare. Because he wanted the day off. I never seen him again. I never heard anything about it. Some people say that he's in the catacombs in Rome. Unbelievable, right? He called that bomb scare in at 8 o'clock. The Monsignor, who was the principal, got the scare. He didn't bother to say everybody out of the building. He didn't. He didn't. He just didn't. That wasn't his thing. He wasn't going to be intimidated. Right? No fire drill. Just the two detectives dragged this kid out. And that was the end of his career. But that's life in the big city, right? So, last week, Holder's and Education Secretary Arnie Duncan, I'll give you another one, St. Elizabeth's Grammar School, probably in the sixth grade, three guys are standing out in the hall. Now, the only reason you're out in the hall is you were cut up in the classroom. And down the stairs comes Mother Eucharistica. Why are you boys standing out here? Teacher put us out here. The teacher was the only lay teacher. Everybody else was nuns. It was one lay teacher, Mrs. Canavan, and the nuns threatened everybody. Do not give Mrs. Canavan a hard time. She's a mother of children, and she has a lot of work to do. So do not make her day's work heavy. If you do, you will get the cloakroom, Spanish Inquisition. So Mother Eucharistica, she looks at John O'Connell. What are you here for, Mr. O'Connell? He says, I was talking. She stuck his hands in his mouth, and she pulled his upper and lower jaw apart. And she did the scene, the Bible scene from Samson and the Lion. And then she says, Mr. Ryan, what are you here for? He says, I was talking. And she threw him across the hall. You could hear his body hit the wall. And she said, what are you here for, Mr. O'Donnell? I said, I was kicking Johnny O'Connell. She started hoofing me in the ankles. Okay? And that's how things used to be. Now they come with their lawyers to school. Oh, man, it's really ridiculous. So last week, Holder and Education Secretary Ann Duncan released a set of new federal guidelines in which they urge school districts to adopt new disciplinary policies that are more fair, non-discriminatory, and effective. The key word is non-discriminatory because they also informed educators they will be reviewing school disciplinary actions, such as suspensions, to see if there were any civil rights violations. The letter they sent out to the school officials nationwide included the following warning. As part of this commitment, we will enforce federal laws to eliminate unlawful racial discrimination in school discipline. Sig Heil! Former U.S. Rep. Alan West. You know what they did to Alan West? They gerrymandered his district so that he no longer had the base that elected him. And it went to a communist. Sees Holder's actions as another example of his racial prejudice to protect blacks and not whites. West wrote, what did his remarks really mean? They accompanied the release of the new federal guidance from the Department of Justice and Education, encouraging, threatening schools to adopt disciplinary policies that are fair, non-discriminatory, and effective. The guidance offers parameters for punishment as governed by federal civil rights protections, alternatives to exclusionary discipline, and the comprehensive list of regulations on the books in every state. So now the U.S. Department of Justice under Eric Holder will use its power to enforce civil rights protections in schools, disciplinary actions. In fact, the DOJ and the DOED are putting schools on notice that they are prepared to use their authority to investigate the claims of racial disparity in the punishment of students. And of course, the ACLU, which was founded by a communist, ACLU is thrilled with this policy, and probably their brothers at the Southern Poverty Law Center are too. The ACLU offered research showing that black students make up 36% of those expelled, though they represent only 15% of the students. It's really sad. This goes on and on. I cannot waste your time with the rest of it. But it's sad. It's really sad. Get your kids out of communist cucumber school. I don't. You're going to have to homeschool them, or you're going to have to put up the money and get your tax money back. Tell them that their schools suck and they're not worth the investment, and you want to invest your tax money in a school that produces smart kids instead of lemmings. So having said that, I will take you back for a tune, and we will go from there. It is really sad. We'll do a little, we'll do a Gene Autry tune, because he sings about a gun.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again.
Here comes the gunfight.
Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-a, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. Back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-a, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Okay, so that's the new right-wing password, whoopee-tie-yi-yo. When you meet a fellow right-winger, you put your hand under your armpit, you're on the right-hand side, and you raise your elbow up and down, and that's the high sign, and then you say whoopee-tie-yi-yo. 20-year-old guys, they're homeless people. They're 20 years old and they're homeless. Set fire to half of California tonight. Yeah, isn't that wonderful? They said that they were building a fire to stay warm. It's 80 degrees up there. They were building a fire to stay warm, and the paper flew out of the fire and burned the forest down. Did you say paper? Yeah, man, it was the rolling paper. We were on our way to Colorado for the free weed. Then we burnt the weed, and we tried to smoke it, man, but it was too much. Yeah, we're a nation on the way out, man. Kiss this country goodbye. They used to say that about Saigon. I've got the exit telegram for Saigon floating around here somewhere. My brother sent it to me. It's a copy, and it says, "We're Tom, the last guy, and we're turning the lights out." And that's on Saigon. And now Obama's done it on Iraq, and now Iraq says, "Please be our friend again." Yeah. Help us defend the Iranians. Oh, man, are we in trouble. We don't know what we're doing. Our intelligence sucks. Our ability to negotiate. You think John Kerry knows how to negotiate? John Kerry couldn't negotiate a traffic stop. Yeah, he looks good. He's got the face. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. You have no idea. You know what? You're going to be the guy that says, "I can't." When did this all take place? And it took place for over 40 years. You don't think you lost your country one star at a time, do you? It's been coming for 40 years. The communists never left. They just got stronger, and we got weaker. They're still here. Today they're called Democrats. So, left attacks Megyn Kelly for saying impeachment. Megyn Kelly is looking good. A lot of guys like her. And they feel that she's better than O'Reilly. Good for her. Left attack Megyn Kelly for saying impeachment. Now, there is a lot of impeachment, and the cries are getting louder on the internet. I read the story quickly, but I read the blogs carefully, and I read all of them, all the crazy ones and the intelligent ones, and I draw my own conclusions based on my polls. My polls are your blogs. So, and the pattern tells me that the call for impeachment of Obama is getting louder. And I've been saying, no, don't do that, because the chances of you succeeding are not that great. But you should impeach Eric Holder. He's got to go. He's got to go. This man will do more damage than Obama. Obama will damage, and he'll give somebody else the duty to do it. But Eric Holder, he's the doer. He's the dirty deed doer. And he has no love for this country, just like his boss. However, if this really gets bad and a lot of people start dying, that's a different story. You get a nuke that goes off in any city in the United States, Obama is out. And so are a lot of other people. I was watching the Chinese Tiananmen Square revolution. 1,200,000 people showed up to complain about they wanted democracy. That's all they wanted was democracy. And if you notice, the Chinese assembly, a lot of people, probably about 500, they're all old, and they're all hardline communists. And they yesed everybody to death, and then they sent the tanks in and crushed everybody. And that could, if that can happen in China, and it was students that started that revolution, and it was students that started the communist revolution in China, and it was Americans that betrayed Chiang Kai-shek and promoted the communist Mao, and those Americans were in the State Department, and they were in the UN. After they did their damage in the State Department, they went on to the UN, because that's the second government waiting to take the replace of the United States. But you don't believe that, because you just got the golden dragon stuff, and it's going to be good tonight. You're going to wake up one morning, and the Chinese guy is going to be telling you to get on a truck. You know, that stuff you smoke in, it comes up through the roots that were created by the communists. Mao Zedong used to grow poppies in the 20s to kill Americans. Think it worked? Well, I'm only going to smoke weed, man. I'm not going to do the hard stuff.
Oh, yeah. You mean you just got to put it in your arm? And it does get, and it's better? Oh, yeah. Okay. The left attacks Megyn Kelly for saying impeachment. The cemeteries are full of pot smokers who could handle it. They didn't die from pot. No, they just got glaucoma. They died from the glaucoma. Megyn Kelly dared to simply mention the word impeachment in a recent interview with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is a rat. Mitch McConnell is a flag burner. When nobody's looking, Mitch McConnell jumps over to the other side and votes with them. And the liberal left went into a full-scale attack mode. Oh, Al Sharpton, did he paint the N-word on his breasts? When a crisis hits, these 37 items will disappear off the store shelves. Oh, it's an ad. Yeah. Will anybody pay for them? No. Nobody will pay for them. You better get there before. Thousands of liberal websites and bloggers are now attacking Kelly for allegedly advocating the impeachment of Barack Obama. The only problem is Kelly did no such thing. The bottom line is that the liberal media will seek to ridicule and personally attack. You know, that's a communist tactic. Did you know that? You got to read the 45 goals of the Communist Party, and you got to listen to Jimmy from Brooklyn. If you ever hear him call into a talk show, pay attention to what he's saying, because he knows the score from back when the Bolsheviks threw the Romanovs down a mineshaft. He has been following communism all his life. But those who know the truth will not be allowed there to tell it. Yeah. So here's just one example. Wonket. We have said this before, and we will say it again. We do not actually think Megyn Kelly is dumb. Well, we think she is dumb in a sort of way. We think leggings worn as pants are dumb, which is to say we think they shouldn't exist. Wonderful there, Wonket. But we do not think Megyn Kelly lacks IQ points. Well, who's doing the testing here? Is it the communist left? Oh, and by the way, on the 45 goals of the Communist Party, according to Jimmy from Brooklyn, one of their greatest tactics is assassination by ridicule. You know, now what would an example of that be? I can see Russia from my kitchen window. That's assassination by ridicule. And people don't come back once they're ridiculed. They never regain. It's like when a guy doesn't score and he calls Mary a whore. 70% believe him. Then Mary protests her innocence, and she picks up 20%. Then she proves it beyond a shadow of a doubt. 50% still don't believe her. All that said, we're getting a little tiny bit worried about old Megyn. Now it's old Megyn. A lot of guys think she's very beautiful because she now seems to be losing brain cells at an alarming rate, like the guy in Flowers for Algernon, along with a corresponding rise in the sort of bully boy thinking that Fox specializes in. Witness Monday's impeachment chat with Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell voted to burn the flag along with 40 senators 40 days before 9/11. He's not to be trusted. And he is a rhino. Now, I don't know who wrote that, what authority wrote that. But you can see that you're dealing with... If you think you're debating a Democrat, you're crazy. You're fighting for your life against a communist. They will snuff you like a fetus. If you think that they don't mind killing kids, can you imagine what they're going to do to you if you become a threat? So there's 11 comments. You want to hear them? Saying impeachment about Obama is like making a shot across the bow of an enemy ship. But no fear, as the weak-minded rhinos in the GOP are too limp-wristed to make a true strike. McConnell and Boehner seem to be stricken with Stockholm syndrome by their lovey-dovey glad handling with the liberal progressives, a.k.a. socialists. cancel all those descriptions. Communist is the word. The day you say the word communist is the day that the left is going to stand up and they're going to reveal themselves to you very viciously. Here's one from Anonymous. You are absolutely right. Boehner is not going to do anything. Savage makes fun of Boehner. You know how he does it? He puts ice cubes in a glass like he's drinking. Every time he mentions Boehner, you hear ice cubes going in the glass. Megan said what millions of American citizens are thinking. America has never been a dictatorship, and we're not starting now. Obama has fooled a large segment. My friends, this goes all the way back to Nam. This goes all the way back to when those poor bastards were in those rice paddies fighting for their lives and trying to save the South of Vietnam from extinction. And some jerk says, I was there, it's beautiful. Yeah, you should have been there when guys were looking for other buddy parts, not body parts, buddy parts. Yeah, and they were all stabbed in the back while they were in the rice paddies in Nam, and they were stabbed in the back by the communists in New York, San Francisco, and Chicago. And Chicago was a bigger haven for communists than New York. And San Francisco, everybody just chalks them off as out of the world. And no cosa de otro mundo. I just can't believe Dems are falling for this garbage, too. Wake up, America. A silent coup is happening. Control of health care, destruction of the middle class, and the biggest threat is to your kids, the ones in the grammar schools and in the preschools. I'm telling you, man, that's where they got everybody else already. They dominate all other fields. This is the one they have to sink their hammer and sickle in. Control of health care, destruction of the middle class, taxmageddon, masses of entitlements, first steps towards socialism, communism. Is this really, you want to know something? Putin would be a better president than Obama. Whatever she said was the truth. And he could run it, and his campaign slogan would be, I'm less of a communist than the other guy. And I know how to purge. I'll get rid of some of these guys for you. Cut me a deal, I'll cut you a deal. Yeah, whatever. Never forget, communism didn't die. The president of the Soviet Union is still around, and he is the head of the KGB. Yeah, they didn't replace the head of the Soviet Union with a Maranol priest. Those idiots better get prepared because it's coming. And no one is going to stand for this little self-proclaimed dictator to actually take over our country. The communists plan well. They plan divide and conquer. In 1934, Jimmy from Brooklyn sends me periodicals that go back to when Stalin wore nickels. In 1934, the Communist Party infiltrated a Negro organization in Queens. In 1934... You look at the NAACP. That's not the NAACP that I admired and respected. That's the Communist Party. That's the National Association, the Communist Party. The CP is Communist Party. They have nothing in common with the people of the United States, and they have nothing in common with black guys. If black guys would stand up and take a good look. So where am I? When he goes to prison, good grief, I will not live long enough to rejoice in that happening. Sometimes I think blaming Bush is correct. Without Bush's idiotic tactics in invading Iraq, we might not have elected a Marxist. My friends, that's a game. That's another game they're playing. They're divide and conquer. Afghan's the good war. Iraq was the bad war. The same people that accused Bush of invading Iraq accused his father of not invading Iraq. The same people. And you have to go back to the night of 9/11. Tell me how safe you felt in this country. Our two greatest weaknesses are intelligence and the ability to negotiate. We can't even bring home a POW who's been in Taliban hands for 5 years. He's out there. He's in Pakistan. And we just gave Pakistan $1.8 billion. Okay? And you know why we gave them $1.8 billion? Because they got 100 nukes. Can you imagine how much we're going to pay the Iranians when the Iranians have 100 nukes? We are the Romans. And the enemy is inside the gates. and outside. He has completely demoralized the military. I never thought I would hear an Air Force guy say, this isn't the Air Force I joined. Air Force guys, to me, were always the highest authority on patriotism. And here now I hear them, and they're beefing about their commander-in-chief. Never did I ever hear that. Grunts were different. We bitch about everything. Yeah, you know, the old joke about the paratrooper, he was told to get on a plane. You're going to go on a plane, we're going to 10,000 feet, you're going to jump out, you're going to pull your ripcord, and when you hit the ground, the trucks will take you back to the barracks. The guy jumped out of the plane, he pulled his ripcord, and the chute didn't come out. He goes, great, I'll bet you the truck's not there either. So even on the way out, we bitch. Bush has nothing to do with the... And Iraq, there was... Iraq was a threat. Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Now, they didn't have nukes, okay, but they gave the impression. That guy bluffed, and we called his bluff. And Bush hanged him, and he killed his two sons, and he put them on display in the airport, and then they were all buried on Sandal Hill. So the cowboy did something right. I don't say he did everything, but he did something right. And he sent a message. The sad part about it is Iraq is going back to another dictator. Because that's all who can handle it. There's no democracy for Iraq. And there's no Al-Qaeda going to run it either. It's going to be one strong man. Empty suit. Let's see what it says here. Who was casting our votes. And yes, I'm an American and I fought for my country and live according to the laws of our land. Bush had nothing to do with the anti-American Marxist Muslim being elected. I will give it you in two words why Obama was elected. Stupid Americans. And you know what? Drugged up Americans. Dopers. He was elected by dopers. And yes, I am an American. I have fought for my country and live according to the laws of our land. Stupid Americans did this to the rest of us who took the time to know as best as we could who this empty suit was before casting our votes. Every last moron who voted for Obama can share in the responsibility for what Obama has done to this country. Do you know there are Democrats that are denying that they voted for him now? You think about that. And I got to tell you once again, don't call a Democrat a Democrat. Don't call a leftist a leftist. Don't call a liberal or a progressive a leftist or a socialist. Call them what they are. They are communists. The Democrat Party kicked God out of the convention. They had a roll call three times. Go to YouTube. See the roll call. It was a cinch to get rid of God. And they faked it on the last count because they knew that they would lose a lot of suckers. It's really sad. It's really sad. And if the call goes for impeachment, you know what that means? That means the people have decided they will take the riots in all the cities rather than live with this guy. And God help us. God help us all. And you know what I worry about the most? I worry that if he is no use to the Communist Party, he is a dispensable. And if they dispense with him, they will make it look like the conservatives did it. So you better protect him as I pray for him. And every American should pray for his safety and make sure that not a hair on his head is harmed, because that's what the communists want. So just keep your powder dry. Praise the Lord. Pass the ammunition. And there's more ammunition coming. They're starting to run specials. They're starting to stock up again. After the big sale, after Obama threatened to take the guns away, the sales went up to 1 million extra rifles. And this schmuck in Hollywood, Pornowood, this schmuck in Pornowood's going to use Meryl Streep to do a heart. Remember, communists pull at your heartstrings before they eat your heart out. They're going to play they're going to make a anti-gun movie. But they'll never make a pro-American movie. The closest you'll see to a pro-American movie is Lone Survivor. That one is about the best you'll see. It's a tribute to wonderful people. Real Americans. We have some, you know. Yeah. They're truckers. They're cops. They're firemen. They're nurses. Nobody ever does a tribute to the nurses. There should be a giant statue in Washington just to nurses. Because nurses are the closest thing to saints. Oh, yeah, well, I know this nurse. Yeah, but you don't know them all, buddy. So, let me give you a tune. Let me give you a tune. Something decent. I'm gonna, you know what? Oh, I got to do one for this guy that's being held for 5 years. Here we go.
Come on, you young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Han, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a part of the patriot game. Barely 2 years since I wandered away, with a local battalion of the bold IRA. I'd read about heroes, and I wanted the same, to play off my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. That my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold out the patriot game.
There's a story on Godfather Politics. They got a picture of a Burger King, says, now hiring, must be Mexican. So I'm sure that set a lot of people off. But then the guy, he said he's been going to a Chinese restaurant for 30 years, and nobody ever complained why they were all Chinese. So, you know, and the boss should be able to hire anybody he wants. I believe in that. But what's happening now, the government is giving raises to the employees and taking credit for it, and the boss has to dish out the money. And I'm sure that's not going over too big. That the boss doesn't, everybody thinks the boss is a mean old bastard, and he's the guy that's picking up the tab. Government ain't laying out a dime, but the government's going to get votes. So let me see what else. Rand Paul tears apart Obama's privacy speech. We talked about that. Simple test reveals if you're going to have a heart attack. Guy goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, you got 6 months to live, and here's my bill. It's $80,000. And he says, how am I going to pay you? He says, all right, 12 months to live. Okay. Let's see. Modern milk is making you sick. That's a health tip. Senator Coburn announces retirement in the middle of a term. Oh, he's battling cancer. God bless him. God bless him and help him. Putin, gays must leave children in peace. We talked about that. You know what Jesus said about that? Better a millstone be tied around your neck and you were thrown into the deepest part of the sea. That's the Jesus who loves everybody and said, suffer little children to come unto me. And unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, I'm halfway there. I got my Pampers on. And I'm bald. Yeah. Unbelievable. GOP would rather shove immigration reform down your throat than have to not go along with the communists. Did you know what Jesus' last name was? No, I don't. Let's see if they tell you. We'll do a quick look. This is Christian Reader. According to Jewish tradition, the last name was always determined by the father's given name. So the Lord's name would have been Yeshua ben Yosef. Oh, and the Arabs do the same thing. They are bin, Yusef. So that's interesting. That's a Middle East custom, as is killing all the Christians. And I hear a guy on Hannity today, he came out, he said he was gay. And Hannity says, you know, he was defending the handful, the helpless Islamic religion that's being hijacked by a handful of people. And Hannity says, you know, that handful of people, they want to kill you, right? He said, well, you know, a handful of people? Come on, let's grow up. Every mosque is preaching kill the infidel. Or you might find the one mosque, you know. But it's part of the religion, man. Imams get 20% of all booty taken in jihad. Do I need to say anything more? So we learned Jesus' last name today. You can flip your friends with a little trivia. And 1971 CIA analysis supports Japan's claim to the Senkaku Islands. You know what? Japan ain't going to give them up. And you know what else? Obama has lost the entire Middle East. It's gone. Kiss it goodbye. Wait till you see the U.S. Navy pull out of Bahrain.
Well, that could never happen. No, we're the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we have rights. Yeah, tell that to the firing squad.
The Japanese will be going nuclear because as China becomes a bigger threat, Japan's going to have no choice. And never forget, the Japanese are the masters of the first strike. Before they get hit, they will hit you. If you don't believe me, ask the Russian fleet. You get your scuba gear on and go ask the Russian fleet. And you know what they did to us at Pearl Harbor. And usually the guy that gets the first punch in wins the fight, right? So, and when Japan goes nuclear, all bets are off. And never forget, the Pakistanis have 100 nukes. And they could pass them out to their friends. Hey, where are you going? I'm going to the USA. Oh, you want to take a nuke? Well, I can't take it this time, but you know what? My brother's coming through, and he's got a bigger tanker. Yeah. Sanctity of Life this Sunday. All the old people and young people from schools and decent people and Hasidim, they go to this. It will be the pro-life march on Washington. And Obama will be nowhere to be found. He'll be in Chicago looking at a baby dying at a sink, saying it's a woman's right to choose. And the kid has no rights because he's not an American. Yeah. We're going to pay for that, man. We're going to pay for that. You think about it. All the communists will remind you that we bombed Nagasaki and Hiroshima. They'll never tell you how many Chinese the Japs killed in Nanking. Or they'll never tell you how many Filipinos they killed. And God knows who else. But they'll say those dirty Americans, they didn't have to do that. They could have lost another million Americans and conquered the Japanese peacefully instead of dropping, killing 100,000 in Nagasaki and killing 100,000 in Hiroshima. Yeah. So what was my point? And the Japanese at that time, they wrote into their constitution, they'll never have nukes. And now, because of the weakness of Obama, who has lost the Middle East and is about to lose the Far East, the Japanese are going to have to rewrite their constitution, and they're going to have self-defense nukes. And then the game will be on. New ammo shipment just in. Take advantage of our firearms deal as well. Life under the shadow of the Islamists in Syria. You want to know what that's all about? This is from memory. That's an Arab Muslim. I don't know if they're Muslims. Most Arabs are Muslims, but it's a study group. And they study all of the transmissions in the Middle East. And they interpret them, and then they post them in English. The resistance of the residents, the Islamist forces' efforts to impose their rule on the liberated areas of Syria and to force their ideology upon the residents have not been without resistance from the latter. This is manifested mainly in demonstrations and in protests expressed on social media. For example, on several Facebook pages opened by oppositionists, that attacked the Islamists, the oppositionists claimed that the Islamists ultimately served the West and the regime and behaved like the regime in order to suppress the revolution. We were sold in the name of Islam. Residents protest. We were sold, and they mean sold out. Yeah. So life is not a dream. It's a nightmare for some. Ted Cruz dismantles Hollywood's anti-NRA movie. Ted Cruz looked good. I saw him on an interview. I think he was being interviewed by, was it Kelly? I forget who did the interview, but he looked good. He was cool, calm, collected. He was with Greta Van Susteren. And he outlined the hypocrisy of anti-gun movie producer Harvey Weinstein, who has cashed in on the countless films depicting graphic gun violence. Yeah, and anti-Christian scenarios, like the guy killing the guy and quoting the Bible. Olympics ban We the People from USA hockey goalie's mask. We the People, she had on her mask, and they said she couldn't use it because she's not part of the New World Order. Are Christians misinterpreting a popular Bible verse? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Those words come from Philippians 4:13, wildly popular Bible verse. I like John 3:16. Yeah, I like it. I like to see Tim Tebow have it on his eyes. That's good. I love that. And I used to joke that one day they will outlaw the Hail Mary pass. And I think they've done it. They've already done it. But my biggest fear is what they're going to do to grammar school kids. Close the universities, especially the Catholic ones, because they're not serving God. And take the good people out of there that were serving God and fighting a losing battle and bring them and put them with the children and educate those children and make them whole and so they cannot be brainwashed by the communists. CNN reports Benghazi attack was preventable. CNN attack was preventable. Even CNN is now turning on Osama bin Laden. You know, a lot of times when I'm talking about Osama bin Laden, I call him Obama. He's got their name is too close for comfort. And Hussein, all the guys that we know named Hussein, either got hung for trying to kill Americans, or they're waiting to be hung down in Fort Hood, Texas. And man, the day they hang that guy, I'm going to have a party. I'm gonna be buying beers, and I never buy beers. I was in Kuwait the night right after we threw the Iraqis out of Kuwait. I was in a guy's house, and they just announced that missiles were going into Iraq. And he turned on the TV, and he could see the missiles. You know, they were turning the corner where Peter Arnett was up there, and he was so happy. You know what he did? He went into his bedroom, and he came out with a bottle of champagne, and he popped the cork, and it was dry inside. That's how long he had the bottle of champagne. He was saving it for a good day. But he drank scotch every day. Nothing but the best. Yeah, it's against the law to drink, I call it haram juice. Haram means bad, evil, and juice is juice. As a matter of fact, I saw a demonstration in England with Pakistanis, and a guy held up a sign, and you know what the sign said? Kill all the Jews, J-U-I-C-E. I guess he didn't like orange and pineapple, huh? Unbelievable, man. See what happens when you don't get the Rosetta Stone? Top secret documents expose Benghazi scandal. Oh, they got to pay for that. They left four guys to die. They left more. They would have left 30 guys to die. The whole story has to come out, every minute of it. And I want to know what Obama was doing that night when he wasn't taking any phone calls. So it looks like we have run the gamut. I was looking for the name of that GI who has been 5 years in the hands of the Taliban. And they say he stars himself sometimes. And he got real up when they thought that they were negotiating in Qatar for a swap. They were going to swap him for 5 Taliban. And the deal fell through. And I guess he got depressed. You hear what his folks said? Take a deep breath and stay the course. Their only son. Does that blow your mind or what? Your only son. Would you send your only son to fight for this country? Well, there are people who do. There are people who do. And we owe them and those mothers. When I hear these phony politicians talking about blood and treasure, I hate that word, blood and treasure. It's like a handful of Muslims have hijacked a beautiful religion. How would you know? How would you know? You don't know the first thing about that religion.
Well, I watch NBC. Oh, nothing but communists? Well, I watch CNN, the Communist News Network. Well, I watch ABC. Always be communist? Yeah.
How would you know? How would you know what's in the Quran? It is really sad. That boy is from Idaho. He's a sergeant. And of course, the rats said he was AWOL.
They don't know what happened to him, how he disappeared, but automatically he was AWOL. Oh, yeah. Everybody that's over there in Iraq inside a protected compound wants to go outside and spread the gospel. Yeah, maybe he did. But why call him AWOL? Why not call him MIA? Oh, no, because that's a different checkbook. That's a different checklist, and we might get in trouble if we have too many checks on that list. Yeah, you're doing fine, boys. You're doing fine. I want to say a little prayer for the boys who are rotting in Leavenworth. I know somewhere out of 11 that I know that are up there, there's got to be one who's innocent. There's got to be one who's innocent. I got pictures of three and their families. Their wives are broke, and their children are starving. And they're not getting any help. Only scorn. You would think they were Jesus. Isn't it funny? A guy that died 2,000 years ago is still hated. Can you believe that? Oh, I'll blame it on the Crusades because of those Crusaders. we're in trouble. So, I have a song, but let me see if I can find it here. I could play Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but or Secret Agent Man. I got to go out with a laugh. I'm going to do Sinuendo. I was looking for that last night. But I do have, I got it. Here's the guy, here's the one for the guy who's rotting with the Taliban. And the Taliban look fat and happy.
When I cannot close my eyes and the night goes on, troubles taunt on every side, and my doubt is strong. Shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief. Mighty God who comes near, come and shelter me. Do your promises still stand? Does your mercy cease? By the power of your hand, grant me my shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief.
tune I did earlier, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, that was by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Oh, I don't trust those Mormons, you know, they have more than one wife. Hey, yeah, but they can sing. And when they do sing, they sing about Jesus, and they sing about God Bless America. So, what's the difference between a Mormon with four wives and Geraldo Rivera, who had five? Yeah. Or what's his name? The guy from Larry, what's his name? Larry had seven. Give me a break. It's time to come together. Americans got to unite, otherwise we're going to lose our country. We're in the phase of losing it now. I found this guy's name. Okay. The U.S. military has obtained a new video showing the only known American soldier in captivity. I'll tell you one who was captured and he never survived. His name was, oh man, I did a tribute to him. They pulled him out of the Euphrates River and he had been whipped. And if you know, if you've been whipped, you've been tortured. And I can't remember his name. But I did a song. About him. I'll have to remember the words of the song, and then his name will come back to me. But in the meantime, the U.S. military has obtained a new video showing the only known American soldier in captivity, whose health appears to be diminishing, a senior U.S. defense official tells a Fox News. You know what? Let's trade him for that senior U.S. defense official. Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl, Bowie Bergdahl. Now, isn't that better than saying the ambassador died and three others? Huh? How that used to rub me wrong. They never mentioned Ty Woods, Sean Smith, and the other guy, Daugherty, Glenn Daugherty. They always used to say the ambassador and three others, like they didn't count. Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl disappeared June the 30th, 2009. While based in eastern Afghanistan, the Taliban claimed his capture in a video released in mid-July that year, which showed the young soldier appearing downcast and frightened. How would you feel? How would you appear? You don't think they tell him how to look on the camera before they start to roll the film? Sergeant, in the latest video received by the military, Bergdahl was speaking and appeared gaunt. The official told Fox News on Wednesday. At one point in the video, Bergdahl references Nelson Mandela's death. Now, you know, come on, this guy ain't talking about Nelson Mandela. U.S. officials say the video was obtained through an intelligence intercept.
Oh, yeah, we got this piece of paper here.
His intelligence. We got intelligence.
Yeah, you don't know how many lives we saved. Benghazi. No, but we didn't see it coming.
His family released a statement Wednesday through the Idaho National Guard. Today, you notice that we're using National Guard units to fight the wars now, you know? Think about that. They're supposed to be reserve units. They're supposed to be the backup. Today, the backup is the front line. What about the home defense? Well, that's why you got to keep your gun. Today we learned with a new video of our son, U.S. Army Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl has been distributed by his captors. That's the family statement. The family statement read, as we have done so many times over the past 4.5 years, we request his captors to release him safely so that our only son can be reunited with his mother and father. Bowie, if you see this, this is the best. Bowie, if you see this, continue to remain strong through patience. Your endurance will carry you to the finish line. Breathe. U.S. Defense spokeswoman Elisa Smith. Elisa Smith. She was in combat. Yes, she was there at the sale at Macy's, and they had the powder. Gunpowder? No, face powder. Said in a statement to Fox News.com that the Pentagon is aware of reports of a video. Yes, we're aware of reports of a video. Is that the same Pentagon that took a hit and wasn't ready? Is that the same Pentagon that now has a sign outside the building, this building protected by ATD?
Is that the same Pentagon that goes golfing? If George Patton walked into the Pentagon, all you would hear would be screams, slaps, and gunshots. Sergeant Bowie Begdahl has been gone far too long, and we continue to call for and work towards his safe and immediate release. Yeah, nice try. You've been doing it for 5 years, huh? Obama gave Osama 4 months to escape. Yeah. President Obama, we've located Osama. Oh, yeah? Should we go right away? I say we hit him right now. I got to see what Valerie Jarrett says. Can you come back in 3 months? Besides, I'm golfing. Sergeant Bowie Begdahl has been gone far too long. Yeah, we cannot discuss all the details about efforts because there are none. But there should be no doubt that on a daily basis, using our military intelligence and the diplomatic tools, what did I tell you the two greatest weaknesses are? Intelligence and the ability to negotiate. We try to see Sergeant Bergdahl returned home safely. Our hearts are with the Bergdahl family. You don't give two peepees. Bergdahl is believed to be held by the Taliban-linked Haqqani network in Pakistan. He's in Pakistan, where they hid Osama bin Laden. Bergdahl, who is from Ohio, was serving with a unit based in Fort Richardson, Alaska, when he vanished just 5 months after arriving in Afghanistan. He was 23 years old at the time and was serving at a base in Paktika, a province near the border with Pakistan in an area known to be a Taliban stronghold, protected by the Pakistanis. I put that in there. And this is the same province that they found Osama bin Laden the first time, and he escaped because the Pakistanis were watching the back door. The circumstances of Bergdahl's capture are unclear. U.S. officials have told the Associated Press, the assassinating press, that a soldier vanished after walking off his base with three Afghans, while the Taliban said a drunken American soldier had come out of his garrison and was captured by militants. Well, in the first video of Bergdahl released Taliban, he indicated that he was captured after lagging behind during a patrol. So there's two sides to the story. Last year, the Taliban offered a deal to free Bergdahl in exchange for five of the most senior operatives being held at Guantanamo Bay. And they said no because Obama's going to release them anyway. We want something else. But the proposal was rejected by the Obama administration over a long-standing U.S. policy of not negotiating with terrorists. What a bunch of crap. Well, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Listen, when you take Obama, I will definitely say we don't negotiate. Yeah. In another video, it all depends. If it was George Clooney that was captured. In another video released in 2010, Bergdahl on camera described himself as a prisoner who wanted to go home. Well, who doesn't? The war isn't worth the waste of human life that has cost both Afghanistan and the U.S. It's not worth the amount of lives that have been wasted in prisons, Guantanamo Bay, Bagram, and all those places where we are keeping prisoners, he said, according to the Associated Press. What do you think he's going to say? They broke John McCain, didn't they? They can break anybody. They could break me, and they don't even have to. Don't even raise your hands, fellas. What do you want to know? Troop movements? Where the ships are? How many planes on an aircraft carrier? You want the names and addresses? Yeah, everybody's a big hero at home. Yeah, give me a break, man. Give me a break. Of course, I might give them Mickey Mouse, but they know Mickey Mouse. I'd have to do somebody like that's unrecognizable, like Miley Cyrus. Yeah, we have captured the Miley Cyrus. Yes, he's 50 years old with the gray hair. Yes, he is from Hollywood. Unbelievable, man. Okay, I gave you the tribute to Mr. Bergdahl, and may God keep him safe, or as they say in Arabic, fi aman Allah. And now we're going to give you a rock and roll tune in a Spanish because you have to press 1 for Tico Tico.
and we have to press 6 for American. Hello, I'm American. Can I find my home? Here we go, going down to innuendo. Do you know that I teach how to speak English with a foreign accent so that you can blend in your own country? Yeah. Did you know that Obama was giving a speech to Latinos? He went to a village in California, and he said, I have done everything in my power to get everybody amnesty. And they went, que gare todo. And he said, I have done everything in my power to seize all the guns. Que gare todo. And after he gave this big speech, he was going back to the limousine, and the mayor said, hey, be careful there, don't step in the cagada de toro. Yeah. Okay. Sinuendo, coming up. You're going to like this. Stick around. Tap your foot.